Is your business protected against the threat of malicious litigation and frivolous lawsuits? Are you sinking company profits into marketing campaigns that do nothing to contribute to the growth of your business? Bottled Business Sense provides practical business perspectives that uniquely emphasize both legal and media marketing strategies to protect and ensure the longevity of your business. And whether you're trying to provide a startup business with some level of stability, or an established business with foolproof asset and estate protection, or simply attempting to get a better return for your business marketing dollars, Bill Bernard and Rick Muscoso will expose potential pitfalls to ensure the security and growth of your business, free from unwanted expense and the threat of litigation. You'll learn how to implement marketing and protection tools equal to those used by today's most successful corporations. Let's join Bill and Rick for today's Bottled Business Sense Show.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the Bottled Business Sense Show. I'm Rick Muscoso, and on the other side, we have Bill Bernard. For today's topic, we're going to speak about intestate succession in California. So with that, Bill, why don't you take it away and kind of give a little overview of what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, hi, Rick. Good morning. Made some, I think, important notes about a topic that I think a lot of people have questions about. You know, why we always talk about why you should have a trust? Well, it's to avoid probate. And of course, if you only have a will, you still go to probate. Will, a will tells everybody who's going to get what once they're in probate court. If you don't have a will, however, then your property, your assets pass through into intestate succession in California. And that means it goes to your nearest relatives. And we're not going to get into a long, drawn-out process here today about what relatives are who and what goes to what. That's going to be decided by your lawyer if and when you're not savvy enough to get a trust, because that's what we're hoping everybody does eventually. But in any event, I've had a lot of questions about this from people who obviously are stuck in probate after their loved ones pass. Let's talk about what doesn't go through intestate succession first. Let's subtract what we don't need to worry about, even if you don't have a trust or a will. Well, obviously, other than property that you have transferred pursuant to a living trust, life insurance proceeds, don't need to worry about that. Life insurance policies have their own built-in beneficiaries. IRAs, IRAs, 401ks, they have their own built-in beneficiaries. Now, you can make a trust a beneficiary of an IRA or a 401k, but that's something, again, different for another topic another day. I wouldn't see transfer on death registrations. And property that you own with someone else in a joint tenancy or that has some type of survivorship. Those things you don't need to worry about going through intestate succession in a probate proceeding. So having said that, if you do have assets that you have no will, be aware that your children receive an intestate succession share, receive a share no matter what. And how much they receive is going to depend on how many children you have in the state of California. We're not going to worry about that for this show. I don't want to get too technical. I just want to inform people that if you have children, your children are going to get a share. Remember, however, that the state of California must recognize those children legally, Rick. Foster and stepchildren who can't prove that they are valid foster step or stepchildren, they will not automatically receive a share. In other words, as a foster child or stepchild, you must show that you had a relationship that began when you were a minor, and you must show that the individual who passed away would have adopted you had he or she been able to do so legally, but that they were prevented. Otherwise, if you can't show that, a stepchild or purported adopted child will not receive a share of your estate by way of intestate succession. What about children placed up for adoption? They will not receive a share, believe it or not. So you know, put a child up for adoption, they're not going to receive a share of your estate. How about children conceived by you but not born yet? What would you say there, Rick?
Well, so your back wife's up, pregnant. And you back up just a second. So the kids that you put up for adoption are kids that were adopted, that you adopted?
That placed for adoption. Kids that are adopted, okay, we've talked about, you must show the relationship of actual legal adoption. If you can't, then you're going to have to jump through some hoops and show that you would have been adopted but for the legal incapacity of the individual to do so. That goes way beyond the scope of the show. Mm-hmm. The important thing I want you to know is a legally adopted child will receive a share. But what about somebody you place up for adoption? Okay, there's a pregnancy and you place that child up for adoption. That child is not entitled of your estate. And then, of course, children that you have, well, you're pregnant, your wife's pregnant, you pass away before the child is born. What would you say there?
They would qualify, yes.
Yes, they would. You're right. However, children born outside of marriage must prove that you acknowledge them as your child in order to receive a share. So children born outside of marriage will not typically receive a share. And grandchildren will only receive a share of your intestate succession assets if their parents, your child, dies before you do. Then they will receive it automatically by way of intestate succession. Remember, if you die without a will and don't have any family, what happens then? Well, the state of California would get your assets, and we don't want that to happen, do we? So let's give a quick summary of this. We want to have a trust. We have a trust, we have privacy, we have probate avoidance. If you don't have a trust, you're going to probate. If you have a will and no trust, you're going to probate, but the will is going to say who gets what. If you have no trust and no will, you're going to probate, and then you're going to get your estate dispersed by way of intestate succession. If you have children, they're going to get a share. If you have a wife, they're going to get a share. The amount of shares a children will get in California depends on how many children you have. I'm not going to get into that aspect of it in this show. But remember that adopted children will receive a share. Foster children and stepchildren will not automatically receive a share unless they can prove that you would have adopted them had you had the legal ability to do so. Children that were placed up for adoption by you will not receive a share. Children conceived by you but not born before you do. With that, remember that property transferred by way of life insurance do not pass by way of intestate succession. They have their own built-in vehicles which allow the assets to pass automatically. So go get a living trust, Rick, right?
That's right. And so in this scenario, I know we don't want to dive too deep into this, So let's say someone does not have a will or a trust and, you know, defaults to this scenario that you just outlined. So you have a wife and maybe three kids. What share of that goes to the wife?
Well, it could be a third or it could be a half. Again, that depends on the wife will typically get a half. The children will either get a half or a third. And the wife will typically get a half or two thirds. It depends on how many children you have. Again, that's something I didn't really want to get into too much in the show because there's a very detailed chart that in the probate code that we go by when we make that disbursement.
Right, right. And you have a lot of resources that uncover these tips and tricks and advantages of having a trust. There's also, aren't there tax ramifications that they have to consider if this does default to probate?
Well, there's always tax ramifications in an estate, typically, not as much as there would be before January 1st of this year, because that tax bill was passed that did away with the estate tax. So you do not have any longer the concern about paying an estate tax. But again, that estate tax would have only been applicable for estates worth over 5.45 million anyway. So with that said, I hope this has provided somebody with a gleaming idea of why you should have a trust. But should there not be, and should you be involved in a probate proceeding, at least you have some guidance on which way you're gonna which road you're gonna go down, how you're gonna go down it. Contact an attorney. You must have a probate attorney representing you if you're going through a probate proceeding. Don't try to do this yourself. There's all kind of attorney's fees and probate court fees that are involved, and they're based on the amount of the worth of the estate. There's also the disbursement I talked about between children and wife that you need to go through. So be aware of that and make sure you do that. And we're found, I believe, Rick, right on what, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. We're just about everywhere, right?
Yeah, we are everywhere on all those different platforms. You can reach out to us on any of those social media platforms. Just use our Bottled Business Sense Show handle. And if you'd like to contact us directly via email, you can reach us at bottledbusinesssenseshow@gmail.com as well. So the moral of the story, Bill, if I understand you, is that a trust is paramount in order for you to be able to disperse your assets to the people that you want them to go to, correct?
To keep your estate private, but most of all, not only to the people you want them to go to, but to avoid all of the lengthy time involved and all of the exorbitant probate costs involved by having to go through probate rather than having a living trust. Remember, a living trust is a contract. It's private. It avoids all of the court system unless it's challenged by somebody, and that's a whole different ball of wax that we'll leave for another day, and hopefully that never happens anyway. So
right. So reach out to an attorney that specializes in this type of trust law. Bill is a perfect example of that. In fact, he has a ton of resources out there on a dedicated website that can help you protect your estate. So why don't you share that, Bill, for those that are new to this topic and maybe want to do a little research and find out what it all takes to protect themselves.
Yeah, go watch the videos and the drop-down boxes on the site that Rick helped me create. And it's called the protectyourestate365.com or PYE365.com. Both URLs will get you there and will provide you with a ton of information as well as some great, great, unbeatable pricing for an estate plan that you won't believe. And you can simply fill out the forms on the site with the preliminary information I need. You click on it, boom, it goes right to my inbox and where we get the ball rolling right away.
Thanks again, Bill, for sharing that information. Very, very valuable information for our viewers out there. Reach out to Bill if you have any questions below this video. And with that, thanks again, Bill. We'll see you, everyone, on the next episode of the Bottled Business Sense Show.
Okay. Okay, take care, everybody.